Ethical and legal issues, ladies and gentlemen. Some people find these questions subjective, difficult to nail down, as if the answers are merely the result of opinion. Absolutely no. Understand, the unchangeable truth about a multiple choice exam is that every question has a clear, concrete, correct answer. If you're not clear what makes a correct answer in the exam, that's simple. It's because you don't know the rules used by the examiners to determine what's correct. We're going to talk about what the rules are. Your task is simple. Learn the rules, read the question, pick out the appropriate rule, and use that rule to come up with the right answer. That's it. Every question has a clear, correct answer. Your job is to learn the rules to get that right answer. The best interest standard holds that if you're not clear about the patient's wishes, you should make a decision as the dispassionate, rational observer, weighing the pluses and minuses of any course of action and doing what the rational person would do in this circumstance. This is the man or woman from Mars standard. The issue is not your personal preference at this point. The issue is a dispassionate moral calculus based on the benefits versus the burdens. Since we don't know what the individual patient would want, what we're going to do is what most people would want in this circumstance. If you want a simple mental device to use in using the best interest standard, here's one. Ask yourself, what would a jury of 12 people do if they knew everything that I did? That is, pun intended, your court of last appeal here, isn't it? Notice the two key issues here. One, when you're using the best interest standard, who makes the decision is not really the issue. Why? Well, because anybody using the best interest standard ought to come to the same judgment, right? If you're using it, and you're using it, and you're using it, you ought to all three come to the same decision. If you don't, one of you is wrong. Second, when using the best interest standard, you must set aside your personal preferences. That is, if you have strong religious beliefs that preclude you from choosing certain things, those beliefs are considered irrelevant under the best interest standard. You must set them aside and make the dispassionate choice, the best interest standard. The court said, we believe that any rational observer standing here weighing the benefits and burdens, the benefits seem few, the burdens seem many, we believe any rational observer would say, then let's not act. And that's what the court supported. What's the starting out rule? Parents cannot withhold life or limb saving treatment from their children. Because abortion is not an exam issue. Why is it not an exam issue? Because this is the U.S. medical licensing exam, and the laws governing abortion are radically different across the 50 states. If there's no consistency, we don't know how to score your question, so they can't ask. Put the abortion issue aside, and let's look at the implications of the decision. If even in the case where it ends up taking the life of the unborn child, the mother gets to decide, then in less extreme instances, the mother gets to decide, right? If the mother gets to decide, then women get to decide. If women get to decide, then men get to decide. Your job is to come in as a, well, excuse the metaphor, a waiter. Your job is to come in and say, this is the list of options we have available. Here's our special, the triple bypass. That's been very good lately. You might want to think about that. And then the patient makes the decision, period. Folks, if I can get you to hold on to this one simple rule by itself, it clears up 50% of the ethical legal questions. It's not you that decides, it's the patient that decides.